In Iowa, volunteers are earning $900 each by eating pieces of a curiously orange-tinted banana and then providing researchers samples of their blood. It's the first human experiment involving a banana that's been genetically engineered to provide more people with vitamin A. But you're not likely to see this fruit in a store here in the United States. Instead, it's intended for Ugandans. Joining us now to talk about this is NPR's food and agriculture correspondent Dan Charles. Hi there, Dan.
Hello.
So first of all, tell us, where did this orange banana come from? Who developed it?
It came from Australia. It was developed in a laboratory by researchers at the Queensland University of Technology in Australia. They inserted some genes into this banana that make the banana produce more beta carotene. That's what gives it that color. They grew some in Australia on the northeastern coast, and then they took them to Iowa, and now they're doing this scientific study to figure out whether the beta carotene in the banana actually gets converted by your body into vitamin A in your blood. So they're feeding it to these volunteers.
I see. So, but I imagine a lot of people hearing this right now are thinking, why would you do this? There are lots of food sources that naturally have vitamin A in them anyway.
Right, exactly. So the strategy here is, or the idea is, you would grow this banana eventually in a place where people eat a lot of banana as a staple crop, but suffer from vitamin A deficiency. Specifically, they're thinking about Uganda in East Africa, because that is exactly the case there. The banana in this case is not the kind that we typically eat here. This is a cooking banana. It's typically steamed. And they eat it actually as a, you know, a staple part of their diet. And the idea is if they were eating lots of these bananas, they would be getting beta carotene, be getting vitamin A, much more than they typically do. And vitamin A deficiency is actually a real problem. It hurts your immune system, causes disease. It can be fatal for people. And this is not entirely a new idea. I should say, you know, this has been tried with other crops. The most famous example is something called golden rice, where they have, again, there's a genetically engineered version of rice that is yellow in color and provides beta carotene, but it is still in testing and research phase. It is not approved anywhere to grow commercially. It's awaiting government approval in the Philippines.
Right. Well, I'm curious because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people hear genetically modified and automatically they've got issues with it. But regarding this trial in particular, they're testing it on people in Iowa who maybe don't necessarily have vitamin A deficiency, if that is the problem indeed in Uganda. So why not actually have the trial in Uganda, where we know people are already lacking in vitamin A?
Right. Clearly, you know, the people in Iowa are not getting any health benefit, you know, from this trial. It's a very sort of narrow scientific question that they're trying to answer, which is simply the beta carotene in the food, does it get converted into the retinol or the, you know, the vitamin A type thing? There are a couple of different reasons why they're doing it in Iowa. One is simply, you know, that the scientists that are sort of set up to do this work are there, you know, and not necessarily so much in Uganda. But there's a more sort of deeper reason, and that is simply the controversy. I mean, there were minimal regulatory hurdles to jump over if they were going to do it in Iowa. It may have been a big problem in Uganda. There have been other cases of trials of genetically engineered food, for instance, in China with golden rice, that created a huge political controversy.
Well, and I also see that regardless of how these trials come out, there's still a long way to go before these bananas get government approval. NPR's food and agriculture correspondent Dan Charles, thanks so much for sharing this story with us. Very interesting.
Nice to be here.